Remember, Vienna is an occupied city. You must be extremely careful to observe all official regulations.
I know.
Just one more thing. Whom are you staying with in Vienna?
With a friend of mine named Lime, Harry Lime.
Address?
15 Stiftgasse.
The year is 1949, and the city of Vienna is divided into four zones, each occupied by a foreign power. The Americans, the British, the Russians, and the French. But the center is international, policed by an international patrol. This is not the period of glamour and easy charm. This is post-war Vienna at the height of the black market.
What is the purpose of your visit, Mr. Martin?
I've been offered a job by a friend of mine.
Where are you staying?
With him, Stiftgasse 15.
His name?
Lime, Harry Lime.
The Third Man, adapted for radio from Graham Greene's classic screenplay, with Edward Bishop as Rollo Martins and Ian Hendry as Harry Lime.
Has anyone left a message for me? Martins, Rollo Martins.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? I'm expecting a friend. His name's Lime. He said he'd be here.
I'm sorry.
Wir gehen jetzt abfahren, my dear. Wie gehen now, sir.
Oh, okay. Anybody home?
Es hat keinen Zweck, so zu lauten. Es ist niemand hier.
Huh? Speak English.
Ja. You have just missed them.
Missed who?
His friends. Unser Coffin.
Coffin?
Mr. Light.
What?
Didn't you know? An accident. Run over by a car. Yeah, yeah. Bang! Pulled over like a rabbit. Killed at once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll have a difficult time burying him in this frost.
Excuse me. Could you tell me, is this a
fellow called Lime?
Anima eos et anima omnium miderium de functorum per misericordiam de requiescant in pace.
We've got a car here. Like a lift to town?
No, thanks. Hang on. I will, thanks.
My name's Calloway.
Mine's Martins.
You a friend of Lime? Been here long, haven't seen you around. Had a bit of a shock, haven't you?
Yeah.
Need a drink?
Could you buy me one? I haven't got any Austrian money.
Of course.
I guess there's nobody knew Harry like he did. Like I did.
How long ago?
First term at school. Never felt so damn lonely in my life. Then Harry showed up.
showed me the ropes. He even taught me to anoint myself in brandy. See?
When did you see him last?
September 39, when the business started.
See much of him before that?
Well, once in a while. Once a month, we might get pie-eyed for the good of our health.
What were you going to do here?
Well, you know this medical thing, this unit he ran?
Not exactly, no.
Some sort of charity organization which helped to get medical supplies. That was him, you know. Anyway, he asked me to write some propaganda for him. I guess he knew I was broke. Seemed like yesterday. That school corridor and the cracked bell and all those British children kidding me about my accent.
And Lyme?
He and I got up to a lot of things. I was always the one who got caught.
That was convenient for Lyme.
What are you getting at?
Well, wasn't it?
That was my fault. He was the best friend I ever had.
That sounds like a cheap novelette.
I write cheap novelettes.
Yeah, I've never heard of you. What's your name again?
Rollo Martins.
Sorry.
I don't write masterpieces. I don't like masterpieces. Ever heard of The Lone Rider of Santa Fe?
No.
Death at the Double X Ranch?
No.
It's a damn shame.
What?
Him dying like that. Must have known I was broke. Even sent me an airplane ticket.
Best thing that ever happened to him.
You mean being killed quick?
He was lucky in that way, too.
What are you trying to say?
You see, he'd have served a long spell if it hadn't been for the accident.
Well, what for?
He was about the worst racketeer who ever made a dirty living in the city. Have another drink.
Hey, are you some sort of policeman?
Hmm.
Well, I don't like policemen. I have to call them sheriffs.
Ever seen one?
Oh, you're the first. I guess there was some petty racket going on with gasoline, and you couldn't pin it on anyone, so you picked a dead man. Yeah, just like a cop. You are a real cop, I suppose.
Oh, yes. But it wasn't petrol.
Oh, tires? A saccharin. Now, why don't you catch a few murderers for a change, huh?
Well, you could say that murder was part of his racket.
Sergeant Payne.
All right, don't treat him too roughly. He's only a scribbler with too much drink in him. Take Mr. Rollo Martins home.
Rollo Martins, sir?
Policeman.
Be quiet, can't you, sir?
The writer? The Lone Rider of Santa Fe?
Now listen, Callahan or whatever your
Calloway,
name is.
I'm English, not Irish.
There's one dead man you aren't going to pin your unsolved crimes on.
You're going to find me the real criminal? That sounds like one of your stories.
You can let me go, Callahan. If I gave you a black eye, you'd only go to bed for a few days. But when I finished with you, you'll leave Vienna. You'll look so silly.
This is army money. See you through tonight at Sasha's hotel if you don't spend too much in the bar. We'll keep a seat for you on tomorrow's plane.
You can't throw me out. My papers are in order.
This is like other cities. You need money here. All right, let him go.
I'd thank you for the drinks, but I guess they were on expenses.
Yes.
Now look here, Callahan.
Right, Sergeant Payne.
Oh, I shouldn't get violent again, sir.
You promised not to fight.
There we are. Please be careful, sir. You written anything lately?
Take him to Sasha's. Don't hit him again if he behaves.
Sir.
You go carefully there. It's a military hotel.
Oh, I'm so glad to have met you, sir. I know all your books. I like a good Western.
Hello, you chaps. How's the culture going?
It's an uphill climb, old man.
Biscuits? Thank you. I heard you were going to be back in uniform next week.
That joke's in the worst possible taste.
Yeah, the brigadier didn't like last week's striptease.
It wasn't striptease. It was Hindu dancing.
Oh, well. Cheerio.
Sometimes, old man, one gets discouraged.
Toombs, do you think there's anything in what he said?
Frankly, yes.
After all we've done for re-education.
It would seem strange to be in uniform again.
Don't. If only we could put on one really good show.
I saw nothing wrong with last week's. Perhaps they should have had a larger loincloth. Don't look round. Slip quietly out, old man. I can see the brigadier.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Calloway says this gentleman is to have a bed for the night.
Your passport, please.
Rollo Martin, sir, the writer. I thought you'd be interested.
Never heard of him.
Did you say writer, Payne?
Of books, sir, yes. Western, sir. I enjoyed the striptease last week, sir.
Oh.
Well, good night, sir. I hope you'll be comfortable.
Good night. A writer, Toombs.
Not very high class, old man.
Well, they're books, aren't they? We've got to take a chance.
I've got a foreboding.
You chose the Hindu dancing, Toombs. Leave this to me. Mr. Martin, is it?
Yes.
Oh, my name's Carter, Captain Carter, and this is Toombs, Captain Toombs.
Yes?
We run the CRS of GHQ, you know.
You do?
Cultural re-education section. Directly I heard you were here, I thought, there's the man for us. We're having a little discussion at our institute the day after tomorrow on the, well, you know, the usual literary subjects, sort of lecture, you know, and we thought you might like to speak.
They wouldn't know me.
Oh, nonsense, your books are very popular here. Aren't they, Toombs?
Staying here long, Mr. Martins?
Now, how long can you stay on a couple of pounds of this funny money?
Oh, we'd like you to be our guest, sir. Glad to have you here.
Did you say, guest?
As long as you care to stay.
Careful.
But of course. Oh, do say yes. It really is great fun. Isn't it, Toombs?
Great fun.
Okay.
Got toothache, sir? I know a very good dentist.
Oh, I don't need a dentist. Somebody hit me, that's all.
Oh, tried to rob you?
Just a soldier.
American?
British. I punched his colonel in the eye.
Really? A colonel?
I came here to stay with a friend of mine, and he died last Thursday.
Goodness, that's awkward.
Is that what you say to people after a death? Goodness, that's awkward?
Mr. Martins, excuse me, Baron von Kurtz on the phone.
It must be a mistake. Hello?
Is that Mr. Martins?
Yes.
I was a friend of Harry Lime.
Well, I would much like to meet you, Baron. Come round.
Austrians aren't allowed in Sarkos. May we meet at the Mozart Cafe, just around the corner?
Oh, how will I know you?
I'll carry a copy of one of your books. Harry gave it to me.
I'll be right around. If I do this lecture, can I be your guest for a week, can I?
Certainly. You're just the man we need.
Fine, fine. Say, did you ever read a book of mine called The Lone Rider of Santa Fe?
No. No, not that one. Did you, Toombs?
I don't think so.
Well, this Lone Rider has his best friend shot down unlawfully by a sheriff. The story is how this Lone Rider hunted that sheriff down.
Sounds exciting.
It is, and I'm gunning just the same way for your Colonel Callahan.
Sounds anti-British, old boy.
So, we are Hindu dancers.
Baron Kurtz?
Martins, delighted to meet you. Let's sit here. Well, this is my usual seat. I come here, you know, out of the cold.
Herr Ober.
Bitte, bitte schön.
Zwei Kaffee, bitte.
Zwei Kaffee.
It's wonderful how you keep the tension.
Tension?
Suspense. At the end of every chapter, you're left guessing, what will he be up to next?
You really liked it.
The best I've read of yours.
Zwei Kaffee.
Dankeschön. A saccharine tablet?
Oh, thank you. Oh, there is only one left.
Oh, dear, I knew I was short, but I don't take sweetening myself. I carry them for my friends. I must make a note. My memory is so bad.
So, you were a friend of Harry's.
I think he's best. Except you, of course.
The police have a crazy notion that he was mixed up in some racket.
Everyone in Vienna is. We all sell cigarettes and that kind of thing. Why, I've done things that would have seemed unthinkable before the war. Once, when I was hard up, I sold some tires on the black market. I wonder what my father would have said.
The police meant something worse.
Sometimes they get things mixed. Who was that man at the cemetery who spoke to you?
Oh, he's the one. The policeman who made Harry out to be every kind of crook.
They get rather absurd ideas sometimes.
Well, they can't monkey around with Harry even if he's dead.
He's somewhere now. He won't mind about that.
Well, anyway, I'm not going to leave it at this. Now, will you help me?
You know, one begins to forget what real Vienna cafe tasted like. You know, I'm an Austrian. I have to be careful with the police. No, I can't help you. Except with advice, of course. Advice.
Well, I'm bad at taking that. Well, look. Anyway, will you show me how it happened?
You see, you might be Harry. We came out like this and were walking this way. An American friend of his, Tyler, called to him from over there. And Harry went across and from up there came the truck. It was Harry's fault, really, not the driver's. It was just about here. These military vehicles aren't safe.
Oh, it was here.
Tyler and I carried him across to the doorway over there. And this is where he died. Even at the end, his thoughts were of you.
What did he say?
I can't remember the exact words. Rollo, I may call you Rollo, mayn't I?
Yes.
He always called you that to us. He was anxious I should look after you when you arrived. To see that you got safely home. Tickets, you know, and all that.
Well, his porter told me that he died instantly.
No. But he died before the ambulance could reach us.
There was an inquest?
Of course. The driver was exonerated. It really was Harry's fault.
So you were here, and this man, Tyler. I'd like to talk to him.
He's left Vienna.
Oh, there's Harry's porter. I remember him. You remember me?
Yeah, natürlich.
I want to ask you some questions about Harry Lime. Who used to visit Mr. Lime?
Lieber Gott, man kann nicht alles zu können, versteht.
What's he saying?
He says he doesn't know everybody.
Who is at the funeral besides you?
Only his doctor, Dr. Finkel.
And a girl?
Oh, you know what Harry was. Some girl from the Josefstadt Theater. You oughtn't to speak to her. Huh? It would only cause her pain.
Oh, we don't have to think about her. We've got to think about Harry.
What's the good of another post-mortem? Suppose you dig up something, well, discreditable to Harry.
No. Look, can I have your address?
I live in the Russian sector. One has to work the best way one can, you know. Poor mother, I keep it from her.
What was the girl's name?
I don't know. I don't think I ever heard it.
But the theater where she works?
The Josefstadt. I still think it won't do Harry any good. You'd do better to think of yourself.
I'll be all right.
I'm glad to have met you, Rollo. A master of suspense. You always have such good covers, I think.
Colonel Canaway sent this, with his compliments. It's the ticket for the plane tomorrow. He said I was to drive you out to the airfield or take you to the bus, whichever you prefer, sir.
Tell Colonel Calloway I won't need it, Sergeant. Porter, please get me a ticket for the Josefstadt Theater tonight. Schmidt?
Yes?
I enjoyed the play very much. You were awfully good.
You understand German?
No. Excuse me. No, I could follow it fine.
Thank you.
I was a friend of Harry Lime. My name's Rollo Martins. Perhaps Harry told you about me?
No, he never told me about his friends.
I think I was his oldest.
Would you like a cup of tea? Someone threw me a packet last week. Sometimes the British do instead of flowers, you know, on the first night. This bottle was a bouquet, too, from an American. Would you rather have whiskey?
Oh, no, tea's fine.
Good. I wanted to sell it. I never understand why the English like tea.
Oh, I like it. You'd known him sometime?
Yes.
I knew him for 20 years. I want to talk to you about him.
There's nothing really to talk about, is there? Nothing.
I saw you at the funeral.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice much.
You loved him, didn't you?
I don't know. You can't know a thing like that afterwards. I don't know anything anymore, except I want to be dead, too. Another cup of tea?
Oh, no, no, thank you. Would you like a cigarette?
Thank you. I like Americans.
I've been talking to a friend of Harry's, Baron Kurtz. Do you know him?
No.
He wears a toupee. I can't understand what Harry saw in him.
Oh, yes. That was the man who brought me some money when Harry died. He said Harry had been anxious at the last moment.
He must have been very clear in his head at the end. He remembered about me, too. It seems to show that there wasn't really any pain.
Dr. Winkle told me.
Who's
that...
he?
He. A doctor Harry used to go to. He was passing just after it happened.
Harry's own doctor?
Yes.
Did you go to the inquest?
Yes. They said it wasn't the driver's fault. Harry had often said what a careful driver he was.
He was Harry's driver?
Yes.
I don't get this. Kurtz and the American. His own driver knocking him down. His own doctor. Not a single stranger.
I've wondered about it 100 times. If it really was an accident. What difference does it make? He's dead.
Well, I'm Schmidt.
Ah. They don't like us to use the light. It uses up their electricity.
The porter saw it happen. It couldn't have been... Do you know that porter?
Yes.
It happened right down there.
And you saw it?
Well, not so. I heard it so. I heard the brakes put on, the sound of the skid. I went to the window, saw them carry the body to the other side of the road.
Over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me a moment. I want to look round Harry's room.
Sure. Could he have been conscious?
Nine, he was quite dead.
Well, I've been told he didn't die at once.
He couldn't have been alive. Not with his head in the state it was. He was quite dead.
But this sounds crazy. If he was killed at once, how could he have talked about me and this lady after he was dead? Why didn't you say all this at the inquest?
It's better not be mixed up in things like that.
It was your duty.
I was not the only one who did not give evidence.
What do you mean?
3 men helped to carry your friends to the house.
No. Only Kurtz and the American.
Nine. There was a 3rd man. He didn't give evidence.
3 men carried the body?
Yeah. The 3rd one held his head.
You don't mean the doctor?
No. He didn't arrive till after they got him to the doorway.
Can't you describe this 3rd man?
Nope. He didn't look up. He was just ordinary. He might have been anybody.
Just anybody. But I think he murdered Harry.
I have an answer.
All right.
Hello? Wer ist da? Warum antworten Sie nicht? It was nobody.
Now look, you've got to tell your story to the police.
Nonsense. It is all nonsense. It was an accident. I saw it happen.
Be accurate. You saw a dead man and 3 men carrying him.
You have no business fussing away in here and talking nonsense. I should have listened to my wife. She said you were here for no good. Gossip.
Don't you see that your evidence is important?
I have no evidence. I saw nothing. I am not concerned. You must go at once. Fraulein Anna.
What is it?
I have always liked you, Fraulein Anna. Whatever my wife may say. But you must not bring this gentleman again.
What's the matter with her?
They're searching my room.
What the devil?
Getting around, Marcus?
Pinning things on girls now?
I want to see your papers, Miss Schmidt.
Don't give them a thing.
Thank you.
Look, I'm going to go to your superiors. You'll find out
that
you can't...
You were born in Graz of Austrian parents?
Yes.
Take a look at this document, Payne.
Sure.
Lift it up to the light. See what I mean?
Yes, sir. Very good, sir, isn't it?
How did you pay for this? I'll have to keep these for a while, Miss Smith.
You can't go that far, Callahan. She can't live in this city without papers.
You'll write her a receipt, Payne. That will serve. Give her a receipt for the other things, too.
Yes, sir.
You aren't taking those.
There'll be a return, miss.
They're private letters.
Yes, don't worry, miss. We're used to it. Like doctors.
And there was a third man there. I suppose that doesn't sound peculiar to you?
I'm not interested in whether a racketeer like Lyon was killed by his friends or in an accident. The only important thing is that he's dead. I'm sorry.
What an inhuman so-and-so you are, Callahan.
Callaway.
Must you take those letters?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
They're Harry's.
That's the reason.
You won't learn anything from them. They're only love letters. They're not many of
them. They'll be returned, Miss Schmidt, after they've been examined.
There's nothing in them. Harry never did anything. Only a small thing once, out of kindness.
What was that?
You've got it in your hand.
Well, shall we clean up for you then, miss?
No.
You'll have to come with us, Miss Schmidt. Martins, go home like a sensible chap. You don't know what you're mixing in. Get the next plane.
You can't order me around, Callahan. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Death's at the bottom of everything, Martins. Leave death to the professionals.
Oh, do you mind if I use that line in my next Western? You can't chuck me out. My papers are in order.
Your receipt for the letters, miss.
I don't want it.
Well, I've got it when you want it, miss.
Harry would have known how to handle these. Why did they take your papers?
They're forged.
Why?
The Russians would claim me. I come from Estonia.
Fräulein Anne, oh, that's him.
What's she saying?
Only complaining about the way they behave. It's her house.
Oh, is it all right if I stay?
Give her some cigarettes.
Ready, Miss Schmidt?
Now, don't be scared. If I can only clear up this mess about Harry, you'll be okay.
Sometimes he said I laughed too much. Yes?
What was that doctor's name?
W-I-N-K-E-L.
What do you want to see a doctor for?
A bruised lip. Is Dr. Winkle in?
Die Sprechstunde ist von 3 bis 5.
I want Dr. Winkle. Don't you speak any English?
Nein.
Dr. Winkle, I want to see Dr. Winkle. Tell him, friend of Harry Lyme.
Mr. Martins?
Dr. Winkle?
Winkle.
Oh, you have an interesting collection here.
Yes.
Of these saints' bones.
The bones of chickens.
Well, that's a strange crucifix.
Jensen ist. Oh,
never heard the word. Why are the arms above the head?
Because he died, in their view, only for the elect.
Oh, I see.
Would you mind, Mr. Martins, coming to the point? I have guests waiting.
You and I were both friends of Harry Lyme.
I was his medical advisor.
I want to find out all I can.
Find out?
Hear the details.
I can tell you very little. He was knocked over by a car. He was dead when I arrived.
Who is there?
2 friends of his.
You're sure? 2?
Quite sure.
Well, would he have been conscious at all?
I understand he was, yes, for a short time, while they carried him into the house.
In great pain?
Not necessarily.
Would he have been capable of, making plans to look after me and others in those few moments?
I cannot give an opinion. I was not there. My opinion is limited to the cause of death. Have you any reason to be dissatisfied?
Could his death have been not accidental? Could it have been...
Oh, yes.
Could he have been pushed, Dr. Winkle?
Winkle. I cannot give an opinion. The injuries to the head and skull would have been the same.
I can let you have these back, Miss Schmidt. Would you look through, see that they are right, and sign the receipt?
What about the passport?
We need that a while longer.
I've brought the passport back. Very cleverly done. You know we are interested in this case. Have you arrested the girl?
Not yet, Colonel Bratton.
You'll remember we have claim to the body. See you tonight, Calloway.
What did he mean?
You know as much as I do.
There is a letter missing.
Yes.
Why did you keep it?
To have a photostat made. Miss Schmidt, you were intimate with Lyme, weren't you?
We loved each other. Do you mean that?
Know the man in this photograph?
I've never seen him.
But you've heard of him. Joseph Harbin, medical ordinary.
No?
It's stupid to lie to me, Miss Schmidt. I'm in a position to help you.
I'm not lying. You are wrong about Harry. You're wrong about everything.
In the letter we've kept, Lyme asked you to telephone a good friend of his called Joseph. He gave you the number. It's the number of the hospital where Harbin worked.
Oh, that. Yes, I remember that. It wasn't important.
What was the message?
I can't remember.
Harbin disappeared the day you telephoned. I want to find him. You can help us.
What can I tell you? You've got everything upside down.
Right, Miss Schmidt, we'll send for you when we want you. Oh, that friend of yours is waiting for you. Rather troublesome fellow.
Hello, Mr. Martins. Goodness, I'm glad I ran into you.
Good evening.
I've been looking all over town for you, Mr. Martins. I've arranged a lecture at Innsbruck.
You what?
Wait till you hear the subject.
They want you to talk on the crisis of faith.
Well, what does that mean?
We thought you'd know. You're a writer, old chap.
We'll talk again, after the discussion. I'll let you know the time.
Well, what discussion?
With a lecture on the modern novel. You remember? What we arranged at the hotel.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right, yes.
So long, old man.
So long. Would you like a drink?
They won't take your army money here. Two whiskies.
Yeah, boy, for a line.
I have some change in my bag here.
Hold on. Is that a picture of Harry?
Yes. He moved his head, but the rest is good.
Good evening, Miss Schmidt. Mr. Martins. So you found out my little secret.
You play the violin very well, Baron.
A man must live. How goes the investigation? Have you proved the policeman wrong?
Yes. Oh.
Our friend Finkel said you had called. Perhaps he was helpful.
No.
Mr. Tyler is here tonight.
I thought he left Vienna.
He's back now.
Well, I want to meet all Harry's friends.
I'll bring him to you.
Haven't you done enough for today?
That porter said three men carried the body, and two of them are here.
Mr. Tyler, Mr. Martins.
Any friend of Harry's is a friend of mine.
Well, I'll leave you together.
Good evening, Miss Schmidt. You remember me?
Yes.
I helped Harry fix her papers, Mr. Martins. Not the sort of thing I should confess to a stranger, but you have to break the rules sometimes. Humanity's a duty. Cigarette, Miss Schmidt? Keep the pack.
I want to hear about Harry's death.
Two large whiskies and a small one for the lady. It was a terrible thing. I was just crossing the road to go to Harry. He and the Baron were on the sidewalk. Well, maybe if I hadn't started across the road, it wouldn't have happened. I can't help blaming myself and wishing things had been different. Anyway, he saw me and stepped off the sidewalk to meet me. And the truck... It was terrible, Mr. Martins. Terrible. I've never seen a man killed before.
There was something wrong about Harry's death.
Of course there was. Two more whiskeys.
Oh, you think so, too?
It was so damn stupid for a man like Harry to be killed in a piddling street accident.
That's all you meant?
What else?
Who was the third man?
Excuse me a moment.
I oughtn't to drink it. It makes me acid. What man would you be referring to, Mr. Martin?
I was told a third man helped you and Kurtz with the body.
I don't know how you got that idea. You'll find all about it in the inquest report. There was just the two of us. Me and the Baron. Who could have told you a story like that?
I was talking to the porter at Harry's place.
The porter?
Yes, he was cleaning the window and he looked out.
And saw the accident?
No. Three men carrying the body, that's all.
Why wasn't he at the inquest?
He didn't want to get involved.
You'll never teach these Austrians to be good citizens. It was his duty to give the evidence, even though he remembered it wrong. What else did he tell you?
That Harry was dead when he was carried into the house. Somebody's lying.
Not necessarily. It's an odd thing, Mr. Martin, with accidents. You'll never get two reports that coincide. Why, even the Baron and I disagreed about details. Well, the thing happens so suddenly, you aren't prepared to notice things.
The police say Harry was mixed up in some racket.
That's quite impossible. He had a great sense of duty.
Kurt seemed to think it was possible.
Well, the Baron doesn't understand how an Anglo-Saxon feels.
Well, he seems to have been around a bit. Look, do you know a man called Harbin? Joseph Harbin?
No.
I must go now.
That's a nice girl, that. But she ought to be careful in Vienna. Everybody ought to be careful in a city like this.
The door is there. Harry was killed here. And the body was carried over...
Mein Herr!
Yes?
I am not a bad man, mein Herr. Not a bad man. Is it really so important?
It's very important.
So, come you then this evening when my wife is out?
I'll come, but tell me now, was the car...
Come in. I can't give you a drink, except tea. There's some of that packet left.
Oh, no, thank you. You know I can't stand tea. Oh, I'm feeling cross-eyed. Been looking at inquest reports, police reports. But I finally got something. The porter's going to talk to us tonight.
Need we go through it all again?
Oh, I can manage alone. Are you busy?
Another part I've got to learn.
Oh, shall I hear your lines?
In German?
Oh, I can try. Tragedy or comedy?
Comedy.
Ah.
I'm not the right shape for tragedy.
Let's see. Ent schuldigen Sie mir bitte, wo ist denn...
It's no good.
One of the bad days?
It's always bad about this time. He used to look in round six. I've been frightened, I've been alone. I've been without friends and money, but I've never known anything like this. Please talk. Tell me about him. Tell me about the Harry you knew.
What kind of things?
Anything. Just talk. Where did you see him last? When? What did you do?
Oh, we drank too much. We quarreled. I thought he was making a pass at my girl.
Where is she?
Oh, I don't know. That was 9 years ago.
Tell me more.
Well, it's difficult. You knew Harry? We didn't do anything terribly amusing. He just seemed to make it all seem such fun.
I know a little what you mean. Was he clever when he was a boy?
I suppose so. He could fix anything.
Tell me.
Oh, little things. How to put up your temperature before an exam. The best crib. How to avoid this and that.
He fixed my papers for me. He heard the Russians were repatriating people like me who came from Estonia. He knew the right man straight away for forging stamps.
When he was only 14, he taught me the three-card trick. Now, that was growing up fast.
He never grew up. The world grew up round him, that's all. And buried him.
He's dead. You can't go on remembering him forever.
Something may happen.
What do you mean?
There might be another war, or I'll die, or the Russians will take me.
Anna, life goes on. It'll get better. You'll fall in love again.
Don't you see I don't want to? I don't ever want to.
Come on out and have a drink.
Why did you say that?
Seemed like a good idea.
It was just what he used to say. And when I said, I've got to be at the theater, he said...
Time for a quick one.
If we've got to see the porter, we'd better go.
I thought you didn't want to.
We're both in it, Harry.
My name's Rollo.
I'm sorry.
You needn't be. I'm bad at names, too. Ask Callahan.
What fun we all might have had. Him and you and me.
As long as I kept off the extra glass.
You know, you ought to find yourself a girl.
Isn't that crowd around Harry's place? Looks like a wedding.
At this time of day?
A demonstration?
They don't allow demonstrations. Let's go away.
No, no, you stay here. I'll see what it's all about. Was ist?
Bitte?
What's going on?
Oh, they wait to see him brought out.
Who?
The porter.
What's he done?
Nobody knows yet. They can't make their minds up in there. It might be suicide, you see, but why should he have cut his own throat?
Papa!
He had a row with a foreigner. They think he did it.
Papa!
Ja, Hänsel.
Ich durch ist die Geschichte habe ich Bild auf Gott gesehen.
Oh, what imagination. He thought when he looked through the grating, he could see blood on the coke.
Papa!
Ja, Hänsel.
Das ist der Fremde.
Listen to him, sir. He thinks you did it. Because you are a foreigner. There are more foreigners here these days than Viennese.
Thank you very much. Dunkershane. The porter's been murdered. Let's get away from here. They're asking about the foreigner who called on him.
And what he said was true. There was a third man.
Yes, Anna, look.
That child.
Yeah, and friends. Well, come in here. It's a Hope Crosby picture.
Be careful. The porter knew so little and they murdered him. You know so much.
You can't be careful of someone you don't know. Now, you go on to the theater. I better not come near you again until this is fixed.
What are you going to do?
I wish I knew.
Be sensible. Tell Colonel Calloway.
Get Colonel Callahan on the phone.
I don't know him, sir.
Callaway, then. I don't care what his name is. Get him quickly. It's urgent.
Do you know his number, sir?
Of course I don't. Now, look, is there a car I can use?
There's one right here for you, sir.
Oh, fine.
Captain Carter has been on the phone to you, sir. He was anxious to speak to you about a lecture.
Well, tell him he can put his damn culture in a garbage can. This isn't the way to the international police. Where are we going?
Was wollen Sie sagen? Wir fahren nicht zum Polizeizentralstelle.
Take me to Colonel Calloway. Have you got orders to kill me?
Ich kenne nicht Englisch.
Thank you.
Peter.
This isn't police headquarters.
Peter.
Ah, Mr. Martins. Better late than never.
I'm sorry,
for goodness sake, do your stuff, old man. The brigadier's here. Will you give them the works, Toombs?
Oh, no. This is your funeral, old man.
Well, you read one of his books, didn't you?
Nothing doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight Mr. Rollo Martins, one of the great writers from the other side. Here he is. Now, we've all read his books. Wonderful stuff. Literature depends on character. I've read that somewhere. And Mr. Martin's characters, well, there's nothing quite like them, is there? If you know what I mean. Now, we ought to give him a great welcome.
Do you believe in the stream of consciousness?
Stream of what?
Can I ask Mr. Martin's if he's engaged on a new book?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's called The Third Man.
A novel, Mr. Martins?
Yes, but it's founded on fact. It's a murder story.
I'm so glad you were able to come, Mr. Tyler.
Mr. Tyler is a very great supporter of one of our medical charities.
I guess we all have to get together against the common enemy.
Who's that, Mr. Tyler?
Ignorance, Mr. Martins. You know the saying, to know all is to forgive all.
You have to know all first.
Toombs, get a chair for Mr. Tyler.
No, I'll just perch, Captain Carter. I've got to push off in a few minutes.
Mr. Martins, what author has chiefly influenced you?
Gray.
What Gray? I do not know his name.
Zane Gray.
Don't get above their heads, old chap.
He is a great writer?
Terrific. Read him myself.
And James Joyce, Mr. Martins.
Joyce?
Lord Haw-Haw.
Oh.
Don't like the way this is going, old man.
I've never heard of him.
Good line, old chap.
He read Ulysses.
I don't read Greek.
Mr. Martins, I'd like a word with you about your new novel.
The Third Man?
Yes.
I've just started it.
Are you a slow writer, Mr. Martins?
Oh, pretty quick when I get interested.
I'd say you were doing something pretty dangerous this time.
Yes?
Mixing fact and fiction like oil and water?
Oh, should I write it as straight fact?
Oh, I know, Mr. Martins. I'd say stick to fiction. Straight fiction.
I've gone too far with this book, Mr. Tyler.
Haven't you ever scrapped a book, Mr. Martins?
Never.
Pity. Do you mind if I use your telephone, Captain Carter?
No, please go ahead. In the anteroom.
Oh, hello? Yes, I'm at the Cultural Center. Our friends here. Very interesting talk. I thought you might like to meet us. We could have a little party. Bring the car and anyone else who'd like to come. Don't be long.
I've never heard of him. I don't read many books.
This is disaster, old man.
Mr. Martins has had a trying time since he came to Vienna. If there are no more questions... if there are no more questions, I think I can call the meeting officially closed.
Good evening, Mr. Martins. Hope you're having a pleasant time in Vienna. Where are you staying?
They've put me up at Zacher's.
You're lucky. Usually reserved for officers. Isn't it, Captain Carter? Good night, Mr. Martin.
We understand, sir, Colonel Calloway...
You fellows come and see me tomorrow, 09:30, in my office. In uniform.
Oh, no. Tyler's man, I bet. Is anybody there?
Blast!
I told you to go away, Martins. This isn't Santa Fe. I'm not a sheriff and you're not a cowboy. You've been wanted for murder. You've been associating with suspicious characters.
Put down drunk and disorderly, too.
I have. What's the matter with your hand?
A parrot bit me.
Give me the Harry Lime file, Payne. Better give Mr. Martins a double whisk.
Yes, sir.
Would you like some water with it, sir?
I don't need your drinks, Callahan.
You will. I don't want another murder in this case, and you were born to be murdered, so you're going to hear the facts.
Well, you haven't told me a single one yet.
You're going to hear plenty now. I suppose you've heard of penicillin.
Well?
In Vienna, there hasn't been enough penicillin to go around. So a nice trade started here. Stealing penicillin from the military hospitals, diluting it to make it go further, selling it to patients. You see what it means?
So, you're too busy chasing a few tubes of penicillin to investigate a murder.
These were murders. Men with gangrene legs, women in childbirth. Or children, too. Use some of this diluted penicillin against meningitis. The lucky children died. The unlucky ones went off their heads. You can see them now in the mental ward. That was the racket Harry Lime organized.
Callahan, you haven't shown me one shred of evidence.
We're coming to that. A magic lantern show, Payne.
Sure.
You know, Payne's one of your devoted readers. He's promised to lend me, what is it, the Lone Rider?
I'd like to see Texas before I die, sir.
Show me what you've got to show and let me get out.
That lights out, Payne.
Yes, sir.
They put the screws on one of the racketeer's agents, an orderly in a military hospital. Now, that's him, a chap called Harbin. He led us to Kurtz and Lyme. Next, Payne. Can you identify that?
Oh, it's Harry's handwriting.
You'll see what I mean.
Oh, it looks like Harry's hand. People are framed sometimes, Callahan, even by the police. Why should Harry do a thing like that?
For £70 a tube.
I'd like a word with your agent, Harbin.
All right, lights on, Pat.
Yes, sir.
So would I.
I'll bring him in, then.
I can't. He disappeared a week ago.
Ah, that's convenient. A missing man witness against a dead man. Why, this is more like a mortuary than a police headquarters.
We have better witnesses.
How could he have done it?
You see how it is, Martins. Go back to bed and keep out of trouble. You're all right in the hotel, and I'll try to fix things with the Austrian police, but I can't be responsible for you on the streets.
I'm not asking you to be.
I'm sorry, Martin.
I'm sorry, too. Oh, still got that aeroplane ticket on you, Sergeant?
Oh, yes, sir.
We'll send it to the hotel in the morning.
Right.
Can I have that passport? The Schmidt one?
We're not going to pick her up for that, are we?
We treat these things more seriously. And your colleagues have agreed.
It's me.
Now what is it? I thought you were going to keep away. Are the police after you?
I don't know. Just came to see you.
You're drunk, aren't you?
A bit.
Come in.
I'm sorry. I did want to say goodbye before I pushed off back home.
Why?
It's what you've always wanted, all of you. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Psst, psst, psst. Not very sociable, is she?
No, she only likes cats. What made you decide so suddenly?
Well, I bought you these flowers. They got a little wet, but...
What happened to your hand?
A parrot.
Have you seen Calloway?
Imagine a parrot nipping a man.
Have you?
Oh, yes, I've been saying goodbye all over.
He told you, didn't he?
Told me?
About Harry.
You know.
I've seen Colonel Calloway today.
You know what penicillin does?
Not really.
It's supposed to cure people of things. They've been stealing penicillin here, mixing it with water, I don't know what. People have been dying from it. Wounded people. Children, I suppose they're all in it. Kurtz, Tyler, even that doctor. Well, I'm not a doctor. I don't understand it all. Except Harry made 70 pounds a tube. He ran the business.
You were sober when they told you.
They really proved it.
Yes. So you see, that was Harry.
He's better, Dad. I thought perhaps he was mixed up, but not with that.
For 20 years I knew him. The drinks he liked, the girls he liked, we laughed at the same things. He couldn't bear the color green. But it wasn't true. He never existed. We dreamed him. Was he laughing at fools like us all the time?
He liked to laugh.
70 pounds a tube. And he asked me to write about his great medical charity. I suppose he wanted a press agent. Maybe I could have raised the price to 80 pounds.
There's so many things you don't know about a person you love. Good things, bad things.
But to cash in like that on something...
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop making him in your image. Harry was real. He wasn't just your friend and my lover. He was Harry.
Don't talk wisdom at me. You make it sound as if his manners were occasionally bad. I don't know. I'm just a bad writer. A bad writer who drinks too much and falls in love with girls. You.
Me?
Don't be such a fool. You know I love you.
If you'd rung up and asked me were you dark or fair or had a mustache, I wouldn't have known.
Can't you get him out of your mind?
No.
I'm leaving, Vienna. I don't care if Kurtz killed Harry or Tyler or the third man. Whoever killed him, it was justice. Maybe I'd have killed him myself.
A man doesn't alter because you find out more.
I hate the way you talk. I've got a splitting headache and you talk. You make me cross.
You come here at 3 a.m, a stranger, and say you love me. Then you get angry and pick a quarrel. What do you expect me to do?
I haven't seen you laugh before. Do it again, I like it.
There isn't enough for 2 laughs.
I'd make comic faces all day long. I'd stand on my head and grin at you between my legs. I'd learn a lot of jokes from the books on after-dinner speaking. You still love Harry, don't you?
I've got to learn my lines.
You told me to find a girl.
You want anything? What kind of a spy do you think you are, Satchelfoot? Come out, wherever you are. Oh, my God. You don't believe me?
No.
Harry ran up here and vanished.
Where were you when you saw him first?
Down there, 50 yards away.
Which side of the road?
Well, this one. And there aren't any side turnings.
Any doorways?
But I could hear it running ahead of me.
And it vanished with a puff of smoke, I suppose, and a clap of... It wasn't the German gin.
Sir!
This way.
Well, what is it?
Turn in the main sewer, sir. Smells sweet, doesn't it? Well, they use it as an air raid shelter in the war, just like our old tube. It runs right down to the Blue Danube, sir.
I've been a fool. We should have dug deeper than a grave.
Do you think he has stumped, sir?
I got to open the coffin now.
Right.
Did you know him, Colonel?
Yes. Joseph Harbin, medical orderly at 43rd General Hospital. Next time, we'll have a foolproof coffin.
Was ist das?
Sie müssen mit uns kommen.
Have I got to go?
Sorry, miss. It's orders.
Diese sind seine Dokumente. Seine Dokumente.
Please tell him to go while I dress.
Let the girl dress by herself.
Nein, nein.
You can't leave a little girl along with Wesky here. I better stay.
You coming, Froggy?
Kiskezefer. I will look after both of them.
Where are you taking me?
In the National Police Headquarters for a checkup.
The Ruskies are claiming the body.
Body?
Just an expression.
It's the law, miss. We can't go against the protocol.
I don't even know what protocol means.
I don't either, miss. Anna.
Hey, you can't talk to the prisoner.
Why are you here? I've got to talk to you. I've just seen a dead man walking.
Oh?
I saw him buried, and now I've seen him alive.
Please, Mac, I don't want no trouble with you.
You're drunk.
No, I'm not. I tell you, I...
Go on, Robert. Bring the prisoner in here.
Anna!
Not you!
Please sit down, Miss Schmidt. The Russians have asked for you, but I'm not interested in your forged papers. When did you last see Lyme?
2 weeks ago.
We want the truth, Miss Schmidt. We know he's alive.
It is true, then?
The body of another man, Joseph Harbin, was found in the coffin.
What did you say? I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
I said another man was buried in his place.
Another man? Oh, yeah. Where's Harry?
That's what we want to find out.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. He's safe.
I wouldn't say safe.
He's alive. Oh, no, this minute he's doing something. He's breathing.
We're pretty sure, Miss Schmidt, that he's somewhere in the Russian sector, across the canal. Sooner or later, we'll get him, even if the Russians don't cooperate. You may as well help us.
Help you? Why?
The next man you have to deal with is Colonel Brodsky. Tell me where Lyme is.
I don't know.
If you help us, we're prepared to help you.
Martin's always said you were a fool.
Miss Schmidt, Vienna is a closed city. A rat would have more chance in a closed room without a hole and a pack of terriers loose.
Poor Harry. I wish he was dead. He'd be safe from all of you then.
Better think about it.
Is Baron von Kurtz here?
I do not know the Baron, my name.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. He plays in your orchestra.
The Baron von...
Kurtz. Kurtz.
Ah, so. We have someone called Freddy Kurtz, but he hasn't come today.
With a toupee?
That is right. His mother works in the cloakroom over there.
Thank you very much. Excuse me. Excuse me, Frau Kurtz?
Yeah?
Sprechen Sie English?
A little, very little.
I know your son. I thought I'd find him here.
Freddy?
The Baron.
The Baron? His father was a butcher in Linz. He will be at home today. It is safer so, nein?
Why, Rollo, you... Finkel, look who's here.
I want to speak to you, Kurtz.
Of course. Come in.
I'd rather stay where I am. You might be following your father's profession.
I don't understand.
I've been talking to your mother, Kurtz. Now I want to talk to Harry.
You mad?
Now, never mind that. Say I'm mad, say I've seen a ghost, but you tell Harry I want to see him.
Be reasonable. Come up and talk.
Oh, no, no. I like the open. I like crowds. You tell him, I'll wait by the great wheel for an hour. Or do ghosts only rise by night? Have you an opinion on that, Dr. Winkle?
Hello, Rollo. How are things? They seem to be messing you about a bit.
We've got to talk, Harry.
Of course, old man. This way.
Alone.
Up in the wheel, old man. We couldn't be more alone. Goodbye.
Danke.
Lovers used to do this in the old days. They haven't the money to spare now, poor devil. It's good to see you, Rollo.
I was at your funeral.
Well, that was very smart, wasn't it?
Yes. You know what's happened to Anna? They've arrested her.
Tough. Very tough. Well, don't worry, old man. They won't hurt her.
They're handing her to the Russians. Can't you help her?
What can I do, old man? I'm dead, aren't I? Who have you told about me?
The police. And Anna.
Unwise, Rollo, unwise. Did they believe you?
You don't care a damn about her, do you?
I've got a lot on my mind.
You won't do a thing to help her.
What can I do, Rollo? Be reasonable. I mean, give myself up. This is a far, far better thing. The old limelight and the fall of the curtain. We aren't heroes, Rollo, you and I. The world doesn't make heroes outside your books.
Harry, you have your contacts.
I've got to be so careful. These Russians, Rollo. I'm safe so long as I have my uses.
You informed on her.
Don't be a policeman, old man.
I didn't believe the police when they told me about you. Were you going to cut me in on the spoils?
I've never kept you out of anything, old man.
Yet. I remember that time at the club. The 43, when the police raided it. You'd learned a safe way out, absolutely safe for you. It wasn't safe for me.
You should never have gone to the police, you know. You should have left this thing alone.
You've never grown up, Harry.
Well, we shall be old for a very long time.
Have you ever seen any of your victims?
I never feel quite safe in these things. Victims, don't be melodramatic. Look down there. Did you really feel any pity if one of those dots stopped moving forever? Look, if I said you can have £20,000 for every dot that stops, would you really, old man, tell me to keep my money? Or would you calculate how many dots you could afford to spare? Free of income tax, old man. Free of income tax. It's the only way to save nowadays.
You're finished now, Harry. The police know everything.
Oh, but they can't catch me, Rollo. They can't come into the Russian zone.
And I should be pretty easy to get rid of?
Pretty easy?
Don't be too sure.
I carry a gun. You don't think they'd look for a bullet wound after you hit the ground right down there?
They dug up your coffin.
They found Harbin.
Yeah.
Pity. Oh, what fools we are, Rollo, talking like this, as if I do that to you or you to me. In these days, old man, nobody thinks in terms of human beings. Governments don't, so why should we? I mean, they talk of the people and the proletariat, and I talk of the mugs. It's the same thing. They have their 5-year plans, and so have I.
You used to believe in a god.
Oh, I still believe, old man. In God and mercy and all that. Now, the dead are happier dead. They don't miss much down here, poor devils.
What do you believe in?
If you ever get Anna out of this mess, be kind to her. He finds he's worth it. I'd like to cut you in, you know. We always did things together, Rollo. I've no one left in Vienna I can really trust.
Tyler? Winkle? Kurtz?
Oh, the police are on to them all now. You heard anything of old Bracer recently?
Yeah, I had a card at Christmas.
Those are the days, old man, those are the days.
You really cut me in, would you?
Oh, there's plenty for two. With the others gone, think it over, old man. Send me a message through Kurtz. I'll meet you anywhere, anytime. So long, Rollo.
And Anna, you won't do a thing to help?
If I could, old man, of course. But my hands are tied. When you make up your mind, send me a message. And when we do meet, old man, it's you I want to see, not the police. And don't be so gloomy. After all, it's not that awful. You know what the fella said? In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, bloodshed. But they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love, 500 years of democracy and peace. And what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Rollo.
Look here, Martins, you can always arrange to meet him in some little cafe, say, here, in the international zone.
It wouldn't work.
We'll never get him in the Russian zone.
You expect too much, Callahan. Oh, I know, he deserves to hang. You've proved your stuff, but 20 years is a long time. Don't ask me to tie the rope.
Okay, forget it. Evening, Brodsky, anything I can do?
We have identification, the girl. This is her report.
I've questioned her. We've nothing against her.
We shall apply for her at the Fourth Power meeting tomorrow. She has no right to be here. Good night, Colonel Calloway.
Good night. In the last war, a general would hang his opponent's picture on the wall. Got to know him that way. I'm beginning to know Lyme. And I think this would have worked with your help.
What price would you pay?
Name it.
Well, miss, you're having breakfast in the British zone. You needn't fear the Ruskies with those papers.
I'm afraid I don't understand, Colonel Calloway.
Yeah, well, I expect he's got a soft spot for you, miss.
Why has he done it?
Come on now. If I picked up a pound note, miss, I'll put it quick in me pocket. No questions asked. Don't you worry, miss. You're well out of things. Your case.
Thank you. You've been so kind.
Well, I'll be saying goodbye.
Are you going too?
No, I wanted to see you safely off. There's no harm in that, is there?
How did you know I'd be here?
Oh, I heard something about it at police headquarters.
Have you been seeing Colonel Calloway?
No. Oh, I don't live in his pocket.
Harry, what is it?
For heaven's sake, don't call me Harry again.
I'm sorry.
Time to be off, Anna.
What's on your mind, Rollo? Why did you avoid me just now?
I didn't see you. Oh, it's only 6 hours. It's going to be cold. Here, take my coat.
I should be all right.
Now, send me a wire from Klagenfurt when you're safe.
Are you staying in Vienna?
Oh, a day or two. Jump in, my dear.
Where is he?
Oh, safe, in the Russian zone. I saw him today.
You saw him?
Oh, yes, yes. We talked and he laughed a lot, just like the old days.
How is he?
Oh, he can look after himself, don't worry.
Did he say anything about me?
Oh, the usual things.
What?
He's untouchable, Anna. He even wanted to cut me in. Goodbye, Anna.
I don't want to go.
You must.
There's something wrong. Did you tell Calloway about your meeting?
No, of course not.
Why should Calloway be helping me like this? The Russians will make trouble.
Oh, that's his headache.
Colonel Calloway's compliments, sir, and the car's waiting. We've got to get started.
Right.
Why did you lie? What are you two doing?
We're getting you out of here.
I'm not going.
You must. Now, Anna,
Don't you recognize a good turn when you see one?
You have seen Calloway. What are you two doing?
They want me to help take him.
Poor Harry.
Poor Harry. Poor Harry wouldn't even lift a finger to help you.
Oh, you've got your precious honesty and don't want anything else.
I suppose you still want him.
I don't want him anymore. I don't want to see him, hear him. But he's in me. That's a fact. I wouldn't do a thing to harm him.
Now, why do we always have to quarrel?
You want to sell yourself. I'm not willing to be the price. I loved him. You loved him. And what good have we done? Oh, love. Look at yourself. They have a name for faces like that. Informers.
I want to catch the first plane out of here.
So she talked to her?
She tore up her papers.
A girl of spirit.
Hmm. She's right. It's none of my business.
Won't make any difference in the long run. I shall get him.
I won't have helped.
That'll be a fine boast to make to your children. Oh, well, I always wanted you to catch that plane, didn't I?
Yeah, you all did.
I'll give you a lift down to the terminus. Might I drop off somewhere on the way? I've got an appointment. It won't take 5 minutes. Why don't you come too? You're a writer. It should interest you. I want to take a look at number 3 ward.
That's all right, Colonel Calloway.
Well, you've been in on the story so much, you ought to see the end of it. This is the biggest children's hospital in Vienna. Pretty efficient place. This ward, we have 6 examples. You couldn't really call them children now, could you? Of the use of the lime penicillin in meningitis. Here, in this bed, is a particularly fascinating example if you're interested in the medical history of morons. Now, here...
For Pete's sake, stop talking. Will you do me a favor and turn it off?
For a good read, I like a Western. Payne's lent me several of your books. The Lone Rider seemed to be drawn out. You don't mind my talking frankly, do you? But I thought the plot of Dead Man's Ranch is pretty good. You certainly know how to tell an exciting story.
All right, Callahan, you win.
I didn't know they had snake charmers in Texas.
I said you win.
Hmm? Win what?
I'll be your dumb decoy duck. Coffee. More coffee. So, it's you.
It's me. You can put your gun away.
I was only looking for a cigarette.
How much longer are you going to sit here?
Until I'm tired of it.
Harry won't come. He's not a fool.
Hmm. I wonder.
What's your price this time?
No price, Anna.
Oh, honest, sensible, sober, harmless Rollo Martins. You are sober, aren't you?
They only serve coffee. Get away from the door.
No.
Okay. I'll have you thrown out.
Harry, run, the police.
Get Cairn here, Nutter. Carter, get all the manhole screws. He's gone down the sewer.
Down here, sir. Now, you keep behind me, sir. He may shoot.
Why the devil should you be in front?
My job, sir. You're only a civilian. Yes, they're all go here. There's sewer police, I mean, sir. Yes, they know this place is on another Tottenham Court Road. I wish my old woman could see me now, sir. Bastard, sir, bastard. Now I just sweep my hands, sir. That's all. Week off work, sir. Here, you keep the torch, sir.
All right.
I'll tie this hand up, am I? Don't sign it, sir. He's in one of the side passages. This is my usual beat. Is that a horseshoe, sir?
Yes.
Any two to Grafton?
Yes.
Oh, that's a small world. All the things you must have seen in Texas and those parts, sir. Me? Oh. Well, I've led a very sheltered life. Careful, sir. Slippy here. You see me being here with Rollo Martins.
Let me go first. I want to talk to him.
Hang on a bit, sir. Will you have orders to look after you, sir?
That's all right, Sergeant. That's all right.
Please, sir.
I don't think he'll shoot at me.
Harry!
Harry!
Come on! It's no use!
Oh, man. What do you want me to do?
Come out. And put your hands above your head.
I haven't got a torch, old man. I can't see a thing.
Oh. Get flat against the wall, Harry. I'm going to shine the torch. Come out. You haven't got a chance. Hands above the head.
Get back against the wall, Martins.
This way, Harry. Out! Out!
It didn't do pain any good. He's dead. Martins! Shoot, you fool! Shoot!
Harry! Harry!
Amen.
Better dead.
A man's not dead because you put him underground.
What time to make it?
3:30.
That's a step on it if you're going to catch that plane.
What about Anna Calloway?
I do what I can. If she let me.
I'll wait for her.
Not much time.
I can't just leave.
Be sensible, Martins.
I haven't got a sensible name. Callahan. Anna.
That was The Third Man, with Edward Bishop as Rollo Martins and Ian Hendry as Harry Lyme. Colonel Calloway was played by John Bentley, Anna, Anne Lynn, Sergeant Payne, Henry Stamper, Kurtz, Dennis McCarthy, Toombs, Jeffrey Beavers, Carter, Leslie Heritage, Harry Lyme's porter, William Fox, T. Tyler, Peter Marinka, Austrian woman, Alwyn Griffiths, and German hotel porter, John Sampson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play, based on Graham Greene's classic film script, was adapted and produced by Richard Wortley.